back here on Kick 106.7. We get all the presentations, the bells and whistles of being down here at the state tournament. So we're going to run you through the national anthem after this. But first, starting lineups here for the Union Community Knights. 22-3 on the season under head coach Eric Jesse out of the North Iowa Cedar League. You got a 6-foot senior in Sawyer Spence, a 6-1 senior in Cameron Mullen, a 6-foot senior in Aaron Winicky, a 6-1 senior in Maddox DeWinter, and a 6-3 senior in Tate Van Dyke. And they make it easy. Their starting lineup, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the court right there. And I think they go in order as well for jersey number and position. But for the Kemper Knights under head coach Sean Minahan coming out of the Hawkeye 10, they are 22-3, ranked number 1 in Class 2A this season. They're going to be starting a 6-3 junior in Dylan Schoen, a 6-2 junior in Griffin Glenn, a 6-2 senior in Jack Bating, a 6-foot junior in Teddy Perkins, and a 6-5 senior in Ryan Clare. We're going to step away for the national anthem.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
State basketball tournament here in the state of Iowa. Doug, I love throwing out that stat of 12th biggest venue in all of America for state men's and girls basketball.
Yes, it's pretty impressive. High school sports here in the state of Iowa are really, really big. It's an important part of every community. Part of it is, you know, we don't have any professional affiliations here in the state of Iowa that are within the state. It's all about the high schools and the couple of colleges that we have. So just a great venue, great thing to be here.
A lot of local flavor, Father Collison on the PA tonight, so you almost feel like it's a home game sometimes if you close your eyes because you just hear crowd and Father Collison all the time. But I tell you what, Doug, should be a really fun game. We're going to go ahead and step away one more time when we come back. Tip-off of the opening round quarterfinals for Class 2A.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Motors tailgate, we're winding down our time. There's even more Carroll flavor with Mr. Cade Nissen in the house doing some video for IA Sports and all that. So
yeah, he does a great job with that. I always enjoy the videos and such on Facebook. You know, and we're sitting here right in front of this Union crowd. This student section is really loud.
The other good thing tonight, we got Mr. Jeff Story on in the house taking photos, which are free to download through our Facebook. The other thing, we've got Mr. Connor Crabb in the house doing video highlights brought to you by Western Iowa Networks, our high-speed highlights. He does a really nice job, throws some out at halftime, throws some out during the end of the game as well. But we're going to have a ton of highlight plays tonight from two teams that like to get up and down the floor.
Absolutely. You know, and it's almost heartbreaking to see two players stand on the sidelines as I look at Brock Bating and then his counterpart over there, Caden Sorensen. But they're going to be here supporting their teams. But, yeah, just to, you know, you were talking earlier about the venue, the atmosphere. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's no suffocation of noise in here, I'd like to say. As you hear almost everything. It gets quiet at points, but it gets very loud.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And Teddy Perkins getting introduced. Teddy's had just a great junior year. You know, he had to come in and fill in football, did a great job, got a couple interceptions in the playoff games, and here we are in state basketball, and he's out there in the starting lineup for Kemper.
Both teams huddled up out on the floor. The Union Knights in their red and a black lettered uniforms. The Kemper Knights get to wear their home uniforms the entire way through if they are able to survive and advance, Doug. And that is the biggest thing at the 2026 state tournament, any state tournament, in matter of fact.
Win in advance.
Survive in advance.
Yep.
You get one shot at this until you're done. And with a senior group like Kemper's got, they're going to want this shot. You got Jack Bating, Ryan Clare, Dylan Schoen, Teddy Perkins, Griffin Glenn, Clare, and Van Dyke in the center circle on the tan logo of the state of Iowa across the court. IHSAA going to go across that center court. Looks like two guys that are very similar in height. You see Clare and him kind of just chatting it up right now, but our officials...
Ryan's got more hair.
Yeah, he does. I think he's always had the hair, even then when they shaved him last year. I think he's the only one that did not, as we've got the Kemper Knights and the Union Knights coming up here on Kick 106.7. Again, Ryan Clare, Tate Van Dyke in the center circle, our officials walking it over. This is a matchup that is a year in the making from last year's sub-state final. Union looking to pick up their first win down at the state tournament this season. Kemper looking to remain the number one team in Class 2A. Ball up in the air, tip. And controlled by Dylan Schoen. He's on the right wing, up to Griffin Glenn, deeper on the right wing, back to the right corner for Schoen there in a 2-3 zone. Back over to Bating, now left wing, Merkins, back to Bating, Bating to Glenn on the right wing, looks down, finds it over to Bating, Jack thought about the three, gets it to Glenn, fires up the right wing, three, and got it.
Yeah, assist there to Jack Baden. That's the way to start the ball game.
And you know, they said they wanted to shoot well, and right there is how you do it. It's 3-0 Kemper Knights. Ball in the hands of Spence. He's going to go over now to the left side for DeWinter. DeWinter going to come off the screen right side, doubled by Baden. They're going to pass it out now to Van Dyke, who takes a couple of dribbles and tries to hand off.
Kemper's got to match the defensive intensity that Union had on this end. Kemper, you know, did get a good shot, but...
Layup attempt up, no good. Baiting clears the rebound for the Kemper Knights. Baiting to Glenn, left wing, back to Baiting. Thought about the three, back to Glenn. Second shot, no good. A wrong rebound out to Dylan Schoen. He pops it back out to Jack Baiting, over to Teddy Perkins.
Thought Dylan might take that ball to the hole there.
Teddy up to Jack Baiting, top of the key. Inside at the free throw line for Dylan Schoen, no good. Ryan Clare clears the rebound, second chance up and good for Ryan Clare.
That's exactly what we talked about. That guy's got to have a good ball game for Kemper inside.
Again, thank you here to Game 1 for being our phone line sponsors. The layup attempt up, no good for the Union Knights. Ryan Clare turns and finds Jack Baiting coming down the left side. Baiting going to attack left side, spins inside, layup up, blocked from behind by Sawyer Spence. They're going to help him up off the floor, but it remains Kemper Knight ball with 6:36 to go in our first quarter. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Jack Baiting to throw it into Griffin Glenn. Lob play, no good. Baiting clears the rebound, no good as well. And it's taken away by Tate Van Dyke. So three opportunities.
Yeah, just had a lob over the top there. Griffin couldn't get it to go down.
On the far side, Spence dribbles out, kicks it up to the top for Van Dyke. Driving inside, bumped by Clare, bumps into him again. Layup attempt up, no good. Long rebound. Teddy Perkins fighting for it, gets it out to Dylan Schoen.
A lot of physicality down there. We said they're going to let him play, and they will.
Schoen to Clare, back to Schoen in the right corner. Pump fakes and drives inside. Euro step, layup, got it.
What a move by Dylan Schoen along the baseline. Like you said, the Euro step got the ball to go in. Nice little floater. Kemper up now, 7-0.
6 minutes to go here in this first quarter. We're coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Dribble drive kick, no good. Stolen away by Jack Baiting off of the missed pass. Baiting down center court. And will move to his left. Now attacks on the left side. Finds Clare, and the ball's wild. Tipped out. It's coming towards us. Diving on the floor is going to be
out of bounds.
Ethan Winicky as he hits at the baseline.
Ryan's got to move to the basketball. When the pass comes, he's got to move to that pass. Can't sit and wait for it.
Union going to sub in Bryson DeWinter. So I have Maddox and Bryson DeWinter out here.
And that's one thing that does concern me a little bit. Union's got a little bit deeper bench than Kemper does.
Teddy Perkins, right wing. Back up to Jack Baiting at the top of the key. Baiting, deep range three. Comes up short. Long rebound to Dylan Schoen. As Schoen's going to look down low. We'll kick it up to Glenn at the top of the key. Back to Schoen.
Looks get the ball into him.
Insert pass for Ryan Clare. Kicks it to the far side for Glenn to the corner for Perkins. Three up and good.
And a timeout.
10-0 run for the Kemper Knights, the number one team in Class 2A.
When that ball goes in the hole, it looks awful good, doesn't it?
And I tell you what, the Knights are going to be back on the defensive end. Coming up next year on Kick 106.7.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Zero Kemper Knights with just over 2 minutes into this game. What have they done so far?
Well, hit 2 3-pointers. Get 6 points and then they get offensive boards. Big thing is now they've got to go come out of this timeout, and that defensive intensity's got to be even stronger. If they can put this game away early, it'll be a huge, huge advantage.
The Carroll Tigers sitting to our right over there in the kind of team section. They're going to be playing later tonight against number one ranked Ballard. So we're going to be covering the two number ones in 2A and in 3A. The Union Knights are going to come out on the offensive end. Sawyer Spence averaging 9 points a game and 4 rebounds. Going to bring down the ball center court. He goes over to the far side. Van Dyke drives in. Clare got beat on the pass.
Good recovery.
Three-pointer up by Spence. No good. Rebound tip. Baiting going to get it in. He comes down center court. Finds Perkins cutting. Good left-hand layup for Teddy Perkins.
Nice assist there again by Jack Baiting. Kemper up now 12-0 to start the ball game, and now 12-2 as Spence gets loose.
Yeah, Spence driving to his right, gets the bucket to fall. Glenn coming down right side now. He'll handle the point guard duty. Goes over to Jack Baiting on the far left side. Deep left wing, drives down the left, step back. Off of the screen now from Clare. Spins in. Finds Ryan Clare. Open three-point shot up. Good for Ryan Clare. The threes are falling today.
Well, that's the way you want to. And, you know, they're shooting the ball, picking up just where they left off against St. Albert's when they played down here the last time.
Drive off of the knee there of DeWinter. He kicks it out to the far side now for Bryson DeWinter. Layup up, no good. Ryan Clare going to clear the rebound. Jack Baiting down left side. 1-2 on three for the Knights. Baiting to Clare. Clare looking to his right. Finds Perkins. Open for three. Shot up.
Stop.
No good. Rebound.
Good look, though.
For Spence.
Look how quick they get up and down the court. Kemper is really going to have to go.
Spence hands off now to DeWinter. Maddox DeWinter. Ball stolen away by Dylan Schoen on the drive. Goes over to Teddy Perkins. Left-hand layup up and good for Teddy Perkins.
Steal and the assist for Dylan Schoen.
And you look at this. This is utter dominance so far. 17-2 Kemper Knights. 3:46 to go in the first quarter.
Well, you couldn't have asked for a better start, but they have to keep up the defensive intensity. Don't let this team shoot their way back into it. And another miss.
Coming up short, Bryson DeWinter there. Rebound to Jack Baiting. Comes down the right wing. Over now to Dylan Schoen. Back to Baiting. Comes off a screen from Clare, drives left side, gets all the way, left-hand layup, rolls it in. Baiting through the contact, knocking it down.
Great job by Jack Baiting, but here comes Union going the other way. Kemper up 19-2, just a little over 4 minutes and 30 seconds into the game.
Jack clapping his hands, they're setting up an offense. Maddox DeWinter going to go to the far side for Van Dyke. Right wing back up to the far side now for Bryson, down to Maddox, then to Van Dyke on the inside, bumping with Clare. Short turnaround jumper up and goes for Tate Van Dyke, the senior center. Averaging 13-10 for the Knights here as Kemper going to return on the offensive end. Glenn going to drive. Looks good. Short jumper up on the way. Got it to go.
Use the screen from Ryan Clare right there at the free throw line. Nice little 12-foot jumper.
They're going to go to the corner. Van Dyke pump fakes back up now to Spence. He fires up the three. No good. Rebound out to Dylan Schoen. And the story of the state tournament, Doug, if it's on, it's on. If it's off, it's off.
That's just kind of how it's been, and the Kemper Knights have been on today.
Jack Baiting on the right wing. Looks at a screen from Clare. Baiting calls off the dogs, goes right, gets past the screen, and is going to be bumped on the inside, and a foul is going to be called on at Maddox DeWinter. And, Doug, we're about
first
6
foul.
Minutes into this game, and that's the only one that's been called.
Yeah, that's the first foul, and it's been a pretty clean game so far as Ethan Winicky checks back in for Union. Kemper again up 21-4 now. 2:29 left in the first quarter.
Inbound to Clare, goes to Schoen at the top of the key. Back cut to Glenn, left-hand layup, got it to go.
Beautiful pass from Dylan Schoen from the free throw line. Just threw a bullet right into Glenn's hands.
It is now 23-4 Kemper Knights. Van Dyke going to drive, tries to kick it out, gets it now to the far side for Maddox DeWinter, who drives. Goes now down low for Bryson DeWinter.
Jack got by with a foul there.
Van Dyke kicks off to Mullen. Mullen back to Van Dyke. Pump fakes the three, drives baseline. Back out to the corner. Bryson DeWinter. Short two on the way. No good.
Rebound to Jack Baiting.
Baiting pushing up left wing.
Jack got 4 rebounds already in the game and 3 assists.
A couple of crossovers. Drive. Backdoor cut to Perkins. Found him open. Now to Schoen on the left corner. Clare fires up the three. And rolls.
Ooh.
Just out. Rebound out and out of the Knights. Union out in transition, moving pretty quick across our right to left. Bryson over to the far side for Van Dyke, fires up the left wing three and got it to go. He's got 5 of their 7, the other one coming from Sawyer Spence. And they're into a matchup press in the backcourt as you've got Winicky guarding Glenn. Glenn crossing the timeline, goes to his right, stops, 3-point shot. No good. Rebound out now to DeWinter.
It was a decent shot, but want to work that ball a little bit, get to a little bit better pass shots inside.
They're going to work it inside now. Winicky, kick
That's
out.
That's going to be a bump. Oh, and they called a travel. I think Kemper might have got by with a foul there.
And the biggest thing for me, Doug, so far is we got Tanner Baiting checking in for Teddy Perkins. Kemper's done a nice job of reading and reacting to last year. They're not giving up the dribble drive and kick out threes. They're making it become an isolation game, and everyone else isn't playing a ton of help defense.
Yeah, and they're picking us up full court now, so we got to make sure that we're conscious of that. But, again, let's come down. Let's run some good sets, good screens, good hard cuts on offense.
23-7, under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Glenn, step back, over to Schoen, who drives right side, gets through the lane, out to Jack Baiting in the right corner. Baiting drives baseline, gets past his defender, kick out to Schoen in the corner. Schoen driving now, spins back left. Out to Jack Baiting in the left corner. He drives baseline now, bump, floater, no good. Rebound out to Spence with 37 to play. In the first quarter, Spence driving, gets all the way to the bucket, layup up and good.
Kemper cannot let him drive the court like that. He went coast to coast. Nobody touched him. 23-9 now. Kemper's lead cut to 14.
Glenn going to dribble up center court. They're going to let him hold for the final shots.
21 seconds left.
Schoen now on the outside, guarded by Bryson Uwinner. Going to break the 5-second count, dribbling out. 14, 13, going to make his move at 10. Comes off a screen from Claire. They're going to go underneath on him. Schoen dribbles to his left. Now back to his right. Gets all the way to the bucket. Kick to Jack Bating. Fires up the shot. Blocked at the bucket. 2 seconds to go. They're going to fire a shot, and that'll be no good. As the clock expires, and Kemper going to lead 23-9 as we'll take our first break. And we're back with second quarter action here on Kick 106.7.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Contest for Carroll. Jared Hoffman's the one eating right now. I'm pretty sure he's got, what, Gavin Canny's jersey on as he's eating right now. They gave him some gloves to eat with, and Jared's dominating, I think, on the eating portion. He is dominating.
Jared can chuck away the food. There's no doubt about that.
And look at him. He is eating that thing alive. Jared Hoffman picks up the win there. So the Knights winning on and off the court so far.
Well, let's look at this game now. Kemper started out, if I got it right, it was 11-0 start. So since that point, it's been, 12-9 ball game. So Kemper gave up some easy layups on the offensive end. They just got to keep playing that intensive defense.
The biggest thing, though, is giving yourself that cushion. I mean, if it was 12-9, it'd be a whole different story. But that 12-0 run to start the game there, or the 11-0 run, whatever it was there,
yep,
it was huge to give yourself some cushion to be able to have this 23-9 lead. But if you look at the numbers here so far, you're getting 4 points out of Sawyer Spence and 5 out of Tate Van Dyke. Maddox DeWinter, Ethan Winicky, Cameron Mullen, Bryson DeWinter, none of them have scored. But for the Knights, Dylan Schoen, 2. Griffin Glenn's got 7. Teddy Perkins has got 7. And Jack Baden's got 2. Ryan Clare's also got 5. So you have your whole starting lineup already on the board.
4 3-pointers, I think, if I remember right.
I got them down for 3. I got Glenn with 1, Perkins with 1, and Clare with 1.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, you look at it right now.
Kemper, I thought Glenn had 2, but...
Kemper's 3 for 9. They're 1 for 4. Kemper's shooting 47%. They're shooting 33. No 3-pointers on the night, or excuse me, no free throws on the night so far, with only 1 foul in that first quarter.
Union has the ball to start the second quarter.
Spence going to come down. Excuse me, no, it's D. Winter going to come down. Comes off a double screen. Schoen going to pop out and switch. Dribble drive. And the steal going to take by Schoen. Schoen's in front. They're going to call a clear path, I believe, or intentional.
No, they're going to call it on Maddox DeWinter, and that's his second foul.
DeWinter, both fouls in.
But just a great defensive play there by Dylan Schoen. He's got those long, skinny arms, and he just picked that, picked DeWinter's pocket and got the steal for Kemper.
Kemper going to be the ones on the offensive end. Jack Bating going to inbound right in front of the Union bench. Going to set up a play, throws it into Schoen at the top of the key.
They're trying to isolate Schoen a little bit, but the Union's really doing a good job of defending that.
Bating out at the top, one-on-one with his defender, goes to his right now, comes off the screen from Schoen, looks now left, and has to kick it out, looks inside. And
get the ball inside, trying to get it into Claire, but right now Van Dyke's doing a good job against him as Schoen hits the floater.
Schoen going to turn around, get the bucket to go. That'll be his second basket as...
Near steal by Teddy Perkins. I don't know if we called Tanner Bating in the ball game. Okay, good.
Tanner came in. They're going to give Griffin a little bit of a rest there. Again, we talked about kind of the ankle injury that he has, but you don't want to give him too big of a rest where he gets sore and kind of stiff there. So you give him kind of that medium of give him a little bit of time, but get him fresh back out on the court. As you're going to have a Bryson dribbling to his right. Hands it off now for Mullen. Mullen to the corner. Bryson pump fake.
Got to get out on him.
Bryson going to go to his right now, gets inside, spin move, lost the ball, kick out, 3 on the way from Mullen, short, and the rebound going out to Tanner Bating.
Nice job by Tanner Bating getting that rebound on the defensive end.
Schoen going to dribble down center court, spins, hands off to Claire, who will hand off now to Jack Bating, gets in the lane. And
that's going to be an offensive foul on Jack. He extended that arm on that drive. Good call there by the official.
But yeah, you got an offensive foul by Jack Bating there. You got Tanner Bating tying his shoes. Jack going to take a seat on the bench.
That's just
the first foul for
first
Kemper.
First foul on Kemper, yeah.
First one on Kemper. There's two on the Union so far, but you know, completely different story from last year's game.
Yeah, Jack's got that physicality this year, and he used it a little bit with that arm on that play.
But on 20, 30 pounds of muscle in the offseason, he grew a couple of inches. He's going to hand it off now to Van Dyke. He pump fakes the three, drives right side, cut off by Glenn. Layup no good, tip out rebound. Taken by Van Dyke. He turns inside, scoop layup no good, foul on Tanner Bating on the way up.
Van Dyke's a hard worker in there. He's giving it a lot of effort, gets himself to the line.
He comes in shooting 61%, 43 of 70 on the season from the free throw line.
Every time I think these kids shoot 50, 60%, they go to the line against Kemper and hit two of them right away, but he did miss that one.
Yeah,
Kemper's really got a box out on the offensive boards. I noticed that on free throws especially, they give up a lot of easy rebounds.
So 0 for 2 from the
line. And they give
up
one there.
And the rebound going to be kicked out to Bryson. Far side now into the hands of Winicky. He drives baseline, cut off by Ryan Clare. Kick out. Van Dyke. Got it.
Yeah, and that's all because of an offensive rebounding and not boxing out on the boards.
Going to give it off to Griffin Glenn. Gets it off the handoff for Schoen, driving to his right side. Gets all the way to the bucket. Gets over the defender. Layup no good. Rebound taken by Van Dyke. It's 25-12 Kemper with 6:08 to play in this first half. Coming up, we'll have your Mackey Motors halftime. We will talk about this first half here. Doug and I will break it down. Into
it's a
the
very quick team. Spence is very quick.
Spence looking in. Gets it in now for Mullen. Kick out Spence. Three-pointer up. No good. Griffin Glenn comes down with the rebound.
Glenn's first rebound of the game.
Griffin coming down, drives to his right, use that explosiveness to get all the way there, and gets the shot in. And you see Union's coach there, Coach Jesse, immediately saying, get back, we want to get back before Glenn gets up. And they're 4-5.
They didn't beat us down the court, but fortunately, that ball got knocked away from the backside as Dylan Schoen takes a well-deserved rest. 27-12 now, Kemper.
Glenn,
with 5:34 left in second quarter.
We talked to Sean Minahan before, and, you know, I kind of asked, I go, how much are you going to get out of Griffin? He goes, you know, he might be 75, but right now Griffin, maybe not 100%, but he's looking pretty good so far. As the shot up in the corner, no good. Rebound to Tanner Bating.
Tanner gets his second rebound of the day.
Griffin Glenn on the left wing.
Kemper needs to make a statement right here.
Gets it in for Ryan Clare. Clare going to spin. Kicks it out to Glenn. Glenn drives now, gets all the way to the rack. Layup no good. Clare with the offensive
rebound. Go up, Ryan. Go up, Patron.
And gets it in. Clare through the contact, going up and knocking it down. And it's 29-12 Kemper.
Second offensive rebound for Kemper.
And a travel on Union there. That one coming out of Winicky's hands as he spun right and then spun back left because he got bumped by Glenn.
Good job by Kemper getting back on defense.
We got Jack Bating going to his left now. Dribbles off of a Union defender. DeWinter guarding him. Gets all the way past him. Driving inside. Kick to Clare. Open from the top. No good. Short rebound to Tanner Bating. Out to Griffin Glenn. To Perkins. Perkins at the top of the key to Glenn right in front of us here at our scores table. Setting a screen is Clare. Gives it off to Bating on the left wing. Bating going to try and create.
Kipper's got to keep moving on offense. Don't get caught standing still.
Bating kick. Glenn. Three-pointer right
long.
Wing up. No good. And the rebound out to Cameron Mullen. Mullen down the right wing side. Dribbles all the way to the basket. Bating tried to take the charge. No good. Rebound to Glenn. Going to kick it out. Jack Bating has to go up and play receiver with it. Jack.
I think it would be wise for Kemper to just take a little bit of a break right here. Run the offense.
Teddy Perkins. Left wing three. No good. Long rebound kicked out. 3-on-2 for Union. Driving it in is going to be DeWinter. Gets all the way to the bucket and is fouled on the way there.
It's going to be on Griffin Glenn.
Glenn going to pick up his first. DeWinter was a little worried because he's got two so far, so he didn't want to give up his third. But just the second foul on the Kemper Knights, both of them coming in this quarter. Or excuse me, third foul. One on Tanner, one on Jack, and one on Griffin.
Kemper now up by 17, 29-12. Just about halfway through the second quarter, and we have a timeout.
And a timeout from the Kemper Knights makes us step away here. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
And gets fouled on the way up. It'll be his second pair of free throws and the only couple of pairs in this quarter. Foul.
Again, the result of an offensive rebound. Kemper's given up three or four already here, quarter and a half into the game.
I did not get to see who the foul was on. The free throw up, no good. That'll be the second on Griffin Glenn in this quarter. So he's got two in the game so far. Looking over to my right, the Carroll boys watching their classmates, friends, stuff like that. As the
Kemper giving Ryan Clare a little bit of a rest, so it's a little bit of a mismatch.
Jack Baden, quick three from the left corner, no good. Rebound out.
I don't think Kemper wants to get into that game with these guys.
Rebound out to Van Dyke. Van Dyke dribbles to his right, gets past Baden, spins back in, left-hand layup in, got it, Tate Van Dyke.
Yeah, that's the mismatch I was talking about. Tanner's just not big enough to handle him.
Dribbling down right side, going to be Schoen. Schoen running the point guard role, pass over to Glenn on the left wing. Glenn drives in. Zero step through, kick to the corner. Perkins going to get shot up. No good. Blocked from behind. Three on two. Ball on the far side for Mullen. Layup almost blocked by Glenn, but it goes in. Cameron Mullen got it to go, and it's 29-17.
Down to 12 again.
Schoen on the right wing. Got to create something.
Again, Kemper get out of their game a little bit there. A couple of quick shots. We don't want to do that. Let's run that offense. Don't get to, like, in that rolling story game. And there's another quick shot.
Schoen three up. No good from the top of the key. Winter going to the far side. Van Dyke going to drive baseline. Gets beat. And it's a layup up and good. And Van Dyke taking over the second quarter so far.
And then Kemper needs a timeout to get the...
Jack Baden going to come down. Full head of steam.
To get Ryan Clare back in the game.
Schoen dribbles to his right. Gets all the way. Spins out. Kick out to Baden. Over now to Perkins. Tanner Baden to Perkins. Now to Schoen. Top of the key. Over to Jack Baden. Thought about the three. Drives. Back to Dylan Schoen. Over now to Griffin Glenn, right wing. Glenn, pump fakes to three, goes behind his back to Tanner Baiting in the corner. Lob to Schoen. Schoen going to drive, spins in, gets all the way, runner up, and good for Dylan Schoen.
Great move, and good defense there by Van Dyke, but a big bucket there. That breaks a 7-0 run by Union Knights.
They have the ball on the far side, getting it in the hands. It's going to be Mullen. Mullen turns, finds the cutting De Winter. Who spins off of a screen. De Winter back to the right wing now in front of the Kemper bench. De Winter going to create, goes to the baseline, extending the hand a little bit, kick out to the far side for Mullen, then over to Van Dyke on the left wing.
That's the mismatch again. He's taking Tanner to the hole, and going to be a foul. Fortunately, he missed the bucket.
Van Dyke going to go up, no good. Tanner Baiting picking up his second foul of the quarter, second of the ball game as well.
Fortunately, that will get Ryan Clare into the game, sitting over there at the scorer's table. But when he's out, that's a decided advantage for Van Dyke as he makes the free throw.
Van Dyke, one so far. He's made two free throws out of his five, and he's the only one to shoot free throws for anyone.
Spence back into the lineup as well for Union.
You're going to have Ryan Clare. You got your starters out there for Kemper, starters out there for Union. Second one, no good. Clare. Doing what he normally does, he gets the rebound, kick to Glenn, left wing. Glenn going to drive all the way, gets bumped on the way, and they're going to call it on the floor.
It's going to be on Van Dyke.
I believe that's on Spence.
Spence.
Spence will pick up his first of the night here.
Spence is a real slender kid, probably weighs about 150, 60 pounds. But
Ryan Clare, top of the key, hands off to Jack Baiting, who tries to get downhill on the left, works it back
out now.
Anything
for Kemper, now pass the basketball, don't force it.
Jack Baiting, fadeaway jumper, no good. Clare gets in the rebound. Clare finds Baiting on the drive. Spin move, layup for Jack Baiting. Got it. Jack Bating using that quickness to get the bucket to go, and it's 33-20. Kemper, a minute 30 to go in this first half. Claire going to be picking up his foul on a bump as Tanner Bating going to make his way to the scorer's table.
Yeah, Ryan playing just a little too tight of defense, way out on the court against Spence. Needs to back off on that. We can't afford any cheap fouls.
I kind of told you, Doug, here we got Carson Canny, Craig and Biter in attendance here. That's the fifth foul on Kemper, which means that they will go to the line. Union, Spence, free throw up and good. Spence getting 62%, just his 38th and 39th free throw on the season. One for one, they're going to give Griffin Glenn a little bit of an extended break going into the halftime here, give him maybe a minute or two break before they head to halftime. But, you know, free throws-wise, Kemper hasn't gotten to the line once. This is going to be the eighth free throw.
Well, we're taking a lot of free throws where Union's taking it inside.
Claire with the rebound off the missed free throw. Finds Dylan Schoen working it off the left. Schoen to Bating on the left wing. Bating in a drive, gets all the way. Layup attempt up, no good. Rebound.
There again, forcing those shots. We've got to work for better shots than that.
Van Dyke coming on the right.
Ryan's going to get another foul here if he's not careful.
Claire came down hard, and he's hurt. Claire is hurt right now. He's come off the floor in a timeout. Ryan Claire is limping towards the locker room, and that's a huge blow. Doug, that's a huge blow for the Kemper Knights as Claire limped and is now on the bench on the far side, laying down.
And we've got a timeout on the court. Nope, not a timeout. I was going to say, I didn't see anybody signal it.
Just some, I think.
Now, Union has outscored Kemper from the start of this game. It was 10 to nothing or 12 to nothing. We're not quite sure. But since then, they've played us even. So Kemper's got to get their offense back, run the offense, pass the basketball. Don't force the shots.
Flynn going to get inside, gets all the way, fouled before the shot. It'll be on the floor. That'll be the third on Union. But 33-23, Claire has exited to the locker room. But I think you call that more of an emergency sub when you get somebody hurt. You send somebody out on the floor quickly enough.
Ryan Claire is somebody we've got to have on the court.
Yeah, you've already got enough injury problems so far. Glenn, runner-up, good.
Got that one to go, the assist to Jack Bating.
35-23, under a minute to play here. We're sitting at about 45 seconds. Coming up going to be your Mackey Motors halftime. Spence going to drive. Looks inside. Kick out. Back to Spence. Three-pointer. Almost partially tipped by Glenn. Rebound into the hands of...
Ball took an extra bounce.
Dylan Schoen. Jack Bating now on the right side. Going to wait.
Good job, Kemper. Slow this thing down a little bit.
Just about 1 second separating shot and game clocks. So you don't need a rush here. Schoen going to dribble. Gets off of a push here. DeWincher going to be guarding him on the outside. That'll be Bryson. Schoen going to create for himself here, 16 to go. 16 under, now 13. Schoen to his left, now creates on his right side. Goes behind his back, dribble drive, gets all the way, spin move, kick to the corner, Perkins, three-pointer, no good. Rebound in the hands of Spence. And with 1 second to play, they're going to fire up a 3-4 shot, which comes up short. Kemper heads into the halftime, up 35-23. Doug and I going to step away. We'll have your Mackey Motors halftime coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Halftime brought to you by Mackie Motors of Lake City. It is 35-23. Kuemper Knights at our halftime break. Again, just want to say thank you to Culver's. Welcome to Delicious for being our phone line sponsor, as well as Feldfire. We've got you covered. Doug, it was all Kuemper early. I mean, an 11-0 run to start the game. After that, 12-9 was 23-9 after the first quarter. But then they've slowly crept back in. Union has fought their way to be back in this game. Just a 12-point lead for Kuemper in the halftime.
Well, they've done it with Van Dyke inside getting good shots. We've given up a couple of offensive rebounds again that seem to really bite us. Kind of throughout the season, we give up some of those and some easy buckets. And then, obviously, their inside guy, Van Dyke, with 16 points already here at halftime. They're just going inside to him, and they're going to keep doing that, especially if Claire doesn't come back in the game. He went back to the locker room shortly before halftime. We've got to have him in the game because we don't have a match for him.
Yeah, he is the big guy inside. We're baiting out with Glenn kind of injured. You need a Ryan Claire. We're going to go ahead and step away when we come back. We'll have more of your Mackie Motors halftime break.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Doug, it has been an interesting first half. Kemper leading here 35-23. Looking at some of your halftime stats, leading scorer Tate Van Dyke with 16. Griffin Glenn for the Knights with 11. 23 rebounds to 16 for Kemper. 8 of those coming on the offensive end for Kemper. So they are really dominating the offensive boards. We're going to go ahead and step away one more time. We have got more of your Back and Motors halftime coming up next.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Auto Group. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Post-game again for the state basketball tournament is all going to be on the YouTube. We're only going to have a five-minute post-game here. Three of that is going to be ads, and then we will conclude our postgame with our Culver's player of the game. But postgame interviews with Sean Minahan and all the boys are going to be on our YouTube channel. Doug, what have you seen in this first half?
Well, Kuemper came out, like we said, started extremely well, got a couple threes to go, but they've got to learn from what the statistics say. They're 3-for-15 at this point. That's 20%. The other team's only 2-for-10, but they're going inside a little bit more late, and as a result, they've closed the gap down to 12 points after Kuemper. They basically played us even after that 11 or 12-0 start.
What do you need to do in the second half?
Go into Claire. We've got to get Claire and Dylan Schoen involved inside. They've had some open looks inside. We just can't seem to get the ball to them, but I think that's what we've got to do is go back inside and try to get some easy buckets inside. We're just not shooting that well in the game from three-point land.
Thank you to Commercial Savings Bank in Game 1 again for our phone line sponsors, Commercial Savings Bank. Proud to sponsor our local teams at State Basketball. Game 1, teams across the area gear up with Game 1 and Carroll. Custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools and organizations online at game1.com. Kuemper Knights on the offensive end to start this second half. We've got about 10.3 on the clock, and they are just getting the clock underway now. Kuemper going to need a big second half to advance. They will play the winner of Grundy Center and Trainer. That game right after this one, so we'll get a chance to see that, and they'll get a chance to live scout. Jack Baden coming down left wing, gets it to Claire at the top of the key. He hands off to Schoen now at the right wing. Schoen going to attack, gets all the way, shot from behind, altered. Schoen going to tip it up. Four guys there for Union.
Union a chance to get it down to 10 or 9 with a 3.
DeWinter comes down the left side, isolates, drives inside. They're going to run a pick and roll. Kick out, 3 on the way from Mullen. No good. Rebound to Jack Baden. Baden going to rip through on the defense. Comes down left side. Jack open from 3. Dribbles down to the corner. Looks up at the top. Finds Glenn. Glenn at the top of the key. Looking inside at Claire. Goes to the
far side. Trying to get the ball inside to Claire.
Over now to Schoen. Schoen into Claire. Claire one dribble. Kick out to Schoen. He drives now. Gets all the way. Tried to find Claire, and he will. Claire, reverse layup on the left side. Got it to go.
That's exactly what they got to do.
Claire, the big body for the Knights here tonight. He's got 9. As they're wasting no time, DeWinter gets to Van Dyke. Van Dyke now for Mullen. Mullen, step back. Try to go back door. Back now.
Good
over.
Defense here by Teddy Perkins on fence.
DeWinter out of the corner. Van Dyke, pump fake. Tries to beat Claire off the dribble. Claire staying in front of him. Good defense. Back in the hands now of DeWinter. He's on the right wing. Gets past Perkins. Kicks to Van Dyke, who drives. Turn around. DeWinter, 3. No good. He's going to drive instead.
Somebody's got to pick him up once he got around Claire. Ryan's a little bit slow with that leg, but somebody's got to be able to pick him up. Don't give him that easy layup.
Glenn going to go into the front court. Driving right side. Gets up, and it gets fouled. And that'll be Van Dyke's first. Glenn going to go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the game for Kuemper. They had not shot one free throw in that first half.
Yeah, Van Dyke's a big physical specimen, very athletic, has just a really good athletic posture inside.
Van Dyke
Claire's definitely limping here on that right leg.
70% for Glenn as he misses the first one. Got head football coach Ryan Steinkamp over there, his red cap on, kind of in front of that student section there. You got Mr. Mike Power, you got Coach Rossanoli and Fitz over there as well, kind of guarding the student section as Glenn knocks down his second, you know, wanting one of two from the line.
Minute and a half gone here, second half. Kuemper up 38-25.
Van Dyke dribbles to his right, looks backside, open, back cut, shot blocked. On it,
yeah, Mullen, they ran a really efficient offense. Mullen got loose inside. Fortunately got blocked away. I thought it was going to be a foul. Union to have it under their own basket.
Inbounds can go to the far side.
They're really isolating on Claire. They know that he's hurt with that leg injury.
Jumper from Van Dyke, no good. Rebound tipped through the hands of Jack Baden, but it touches Spence on its way out of bounds.
Kuemper got a break there, went off of Union's hands.
Got the Trainer Cardinals waiting in the hallway for their game, which is coming up soon. They're live scouting who they might play in the second round as well. Kuemper working to their left, Baden going all the way. And looking at Schoen, grabs around, gets inside, spin move to Claire. Claire, free throw line, jumper, no good, long rebound.
Nobody chased, nobody went after that basketball.
Van Dyke in transition, gets all the way, Euro step layup, no good. Claire gets
good
the rebound.
Good defense by Schoen.
Schoen to Glenn, left wing, Glenn going to drive, gets past the defender, gets all the way, layup, no good, fouled. But Glenn came down hard on that leg, almost kind of straight up.
Is that going to be on number 5? Yeah, that's going to be his second foul.
Van Dyke, 2 fouls in the quarter. That'll be his second. They're going to put Glenn to the line, but he came down hard on that play and kind of worried me. If you're a Kemper fan, he came down pretty hard in that last.
Yeah, I don't think Kemper wants to get into a running game with these teams. Normally, Kemper is a running ball club, but against this ball club, I think we want to slow it down a little bit.
We throw up and good for Glenn. And I will say, if Kemper can maybe keep their guys off the floor for a long period of time, that'd be good, because you can get Claire some rest, get Glenn some rest, make sure that you're not losing guys. Glenn's second one up and good. But this is, Doug, what you expect from state basketball.
Yeah, Kemper back up now 40-25, 3 out of 4 free throws for Glenn.
They're going to have DeWinter getting downhill, gets to the baseline, spin, kick out. Mullen. Back to DeWinter, guarded by Perkins at the top of the key. They're going to isolate him.
These guys are really, really quick. They run a lot of screens.
Going to drive. DeWinter's shot altered by Schoen, but it goes in. And back to a 40-27 lead. Glenn in the backcourt, dribbles to his right, getting past Bryson DeWinter. Gets in front of Sean Minahan in the Kemper bench to Claire. Back cut for Schoen. Layup attempt up for Dylan Schoen. And you saw there what it happens when you get fouls. Is they didn't want to get Van Dyke his third. Is Spencer going to go, or is Spence going to go up and throw it off Perkins' backside?
And you saw Union again right up the court so fast. Again, that's why I think Kemper needs to change their offense a little bit and just slow it down a little bit.
Inbounds to the far side. Van Dyke spin move, gets past Claire at the rim. Claire gets the ball, but gets the arm as well.
Really a nice spin move by DeWinter, by Van Dyke, and drew the second foul on Ryan Claire. That was going to be an easy bunny. Probably not a bad foul there for Claire.
Jumper up from Van Dyke, rolls in and out.
Fortunately, he's missed a few free throws today.
Got Iowa State playing here in about 9 minutes. They're over on KCIM as they have the Big 12 tournament against Arizona State. Second one, no good. Baiting with the rebound. Jack going to his left. Works it now to Griffin Glenn. Glenn going to drive baseline, tries to get up, and a foul on the way. And I believe that one going to go on Cameron Mullen. We'll see where they go with that one. And it will be Cameron Mullen picking up his first.
Tanner Baiting checking into the game for Kemper. I'm not sure who he's coming in for. Teddy Perkins.
Make that substitution to give you some size and rebounding. Perkins able to stretch the floor for him pretty well. Inbound to Glenn. Little short jumper up, no good. Jack Baiting to get the rebound, fighting for it. And jump ball possession favoring Union.
That's two times that Kemper has just barely missed that pass. They've done that lob. They did it in the first half and just can't get it to go down. It just kind of rolled around the rim and went off. 4:50 now left in the third quarter. Kemper up by 15, 42-27.
Ball in the hands now of Van Dyke. Up to DeWinter, looking back door. They pop up for Spence, Baiting with a hand on the ball. Jack jumping the passing lane now, guarding Spence. Coming down, Spence pump fake. Comes off the screen, passing it off now to Mullen. Mullen going to drive, kicks now to Van Dyke. Jack jumping the passing lane. Van Dyke drive, got it.
That guy's just a ball player.
He was their leading scorer last year against Kemper. Has well into the 18 now. Glenn layup over Van Dyke to get it.
Just athleticism there. Glenn again limping on that ankle.
They're going to get it off. Three-pointer from Mullen. No good. Long rebound out to Schoen. And they're going to wait it out. Schoen going to play some slow, methodical ball. Now changing his pace to get down the floor. Beats his defender. Drives in. Kick. Tanner Baiting. Three-pointer up. Nylon for Tanner Baiting.
Look for a timeout here from Union. That's a big shot for Baiting coming off the bench.
Handing it off is going to be Bryson DeWinter. Driving in. Eurostep kick out. Van Dyke drives. Spins back. Baiting to cut him off. Three-pointer from DeWinter. No good. Rebound out to Jack Baiting. Jack working down the left side. Cut off by Spence. Ball tips. Gets him on the floor. Baiting. Drives. Jack to Claire. Claire, a tough shot.
That's going to be on Van Dyke again. That's three.
Turn.
So Kemper stretched now to their biggest lead at 47-29. Teddy Perkins checking back in.
Yeah, and that will be Van Dyke's third. They're going to go to the line to shoot his first pair tonight. Shoot 67%. And Doug, he shot well over 100 free throws. The next biggest person's at 77. And that is Dylan Schoen. So he is the leader at getting to the line for the Kemper Knights.
Ryan playing through that leg injury that he's had leg injuries pretty much all year.
There's free throw up, right and short. You can tell the legs affecting because that free throw came up short.
Teddy Perkins coming in for Jack Baiting.
Important to maintain ball handling here with your point guard off the floor. Claire's second free throw. This one up and short as well. Rebound out to Van Dyke now, who will hand it off to Maddox DeWinter.
Play defense now, Knights.
Maddox works to his right, gets past Perkins, hands off now in the corner, gets it off to Bryson. Perkins.
Oh, that's going to be a foul.
Perkins reaching in, gets his first.
When you're going after that dribble, you want to slap up, not down, because when you're slapping down, you're always going to go across the wrist, or you're most likely got to go across the top of the wrist, where you're slapping up, you're going to get the ball. And Teddy just got him hard on the wrist.
I've said it 100 times. If you have that slapping motion, 9 times out of 10, it's a foul.
Yes, it is.
You get the ball over now into the far side for Hegdahl, his first time in the game. Work it in. Maddox driving in. Spins. Claire got a hand on it. Works it back out. Kick to the far side now for Bryson. Bryson drives baseline. Nobody there to cut him off. Gets baiting in the air. Layup up and good.
They don't call 3 seconds anymore.
And Dylan Schoen now dribbling down the court for the Knights. Schoen going to go to his right. Gets all the way to the bucket. Layup up and good for Dylan Schoen.
That was all Dylan Schoen. One-on-one. Kemper now up 49-31.
In the far
Teddy
side.
Don't let him have that layup, and that's going to be a foul on Teddy. Got a couple guys tangling it up here a little bit.
Yeah, I don't
two number ones going at it.
I don't think there's anything wrong
officials
with that.
Officials doing a great job of coming over and saying, hey, guys, calm it down a little bit.
And Schoen not too happy. But Perkins going to get the...
Dylan's kind of wondering what I did. Just two competitive ball games. Nice job there by Coach Minahan, pulling Dylan out of the game, bringing Jack in. But Dylan, slow down a little bit. You don't want to lose your composure.
But it's a chippy ball game for sure. You had both teams kind of going at it there, talking wise. No actual action going between the two. But going to come off the screen now, driving. Going to be DeWinter, layup up, no good. Claire going to be called for the foul. And, you know, I'm not criticizing the officials. That's a really light foul compared to what we've seen called down here before.
Yeah, a little bit.
Going to put
Coach bringing Dylan right back into the ball game, but a nice, I think that was just a good move there by Coach Pullimore. A lot of chippy words going back and forth. We don't want that. Don't want anybody getting in trouble as DeWinter makes the free throw.
This one, 2:39 to play here in quarter number three.
Dylan comes in for Ryan Clare. So you can expect them to go right back inside to Tate Van Dyke. Got to keep him off the boards.
He's got 18 of the 32 for him. Second one up and rolls it in. 2 for 2 from the line. Inbound going to go to Dylan Schoen. Van Dyke going to match up with him in the backcourt. Lynn going to come up and set him a screen on his right. Schoen, open, dribbles between the legs. Kick out now to Glenn on the left wing. Sets him a screen now. Glenn working through the offense. Dribble drives inside. Change of direction, getting all the way. And going to be fouled. Shot up, no good.
Glenn, it's going to be on 22, I believe.
That'll be on Bryson.
11.
That'll be on Henry Hegdahl.
Hegdahl.
6'1 senior coming in, averaging 1.5 and 1. So not a huge impact, but playing good defense so far. That'll put Glenn to the line to shoot two. He's 3 of 4 so far, all four coming in this quarter alone. He leads them with 16 points. Shot up and good for Griffin Glenn.
Kemper hits the 50 mark, 50-33 now, 2:21 left third quarter.
For a Kemper team that averages 67. I mean, their Union's really giving them their cut here. Union averaging 70. Shot up and good for Glenn. He's made his last 5 free throws. And he's
well, Union is right back up the court. Kemper cannot take a break. That's going to be a foul on Teddy Perkins. I think that's his 4th. And again, Teddy, you got to move your feet.
Yeah, Teddy.
He was back there, and he was in good position.
Teddy's had 3 fouls, all of them coming in this quarter. Glenn and Van Dyke now knotted up for most points in this game. But, you know, you have Claire on the bench, and I do see Claire now. I was going to say, I didn't see him for a second there, but might have to go to an Easton Gifford, a Nash Leonard, a Jordan Tryon if Teddy Perkins starts to get some fouls. They're going to put Bryson DeWinter to the line because that is Kemper's 4? I'm confused there.
I think they're calling it a shooting foul.
First one up, no good.
He's a 66% free throw shooter on the season.
We're going to put him to the line once again here for the second one. Had made 2 in a row in his last trip. This one up, 4D wins the back rim, no good. Rebound, Tanner Bating, a nice job of getting it in his hand.
3 Schoen, rebounds for Tanner.
Schoen at the top of the key, looking down low. They get it to Perkins on the left wing, back to Schoen, over to Bating.
Kipper's got a mismatch down low.
Bating in a drive, gets bumped. Tough layup, no good. Rebound tipped out. Glenn gets it. Drives in. Scoop layup for Griffin Glenn.
Yeah, Jack forced that a little bit, but a great response there by Griffin Glenn to get the offensive rebound.
Bryson DeWinter down the floor. Long jumper up and good. And they're wasting no time trying to get back into this game. Jack Bating goes over the hands of DeWinter there.
So I said, I think Kemper wants to slow this thing down a little bit.
Glenn on the right wing. Had the open three. They're going to work it back out. Glenn looking over to Coach Minahan. Sees what he wants to call. Steps into the three. Shot up. No good.
Yeah, that's a poor shot. Those are the ones that Kemper's... We got to get better shots than that. We're up 18, but they're going to come right back and fortunately miss the shot.
Short from DeWinter there. Glenn going to come down and find Perkins. Over now to Schoen, who drives. Gets through Eurostep. No foul call. Maybe tripped a little bit there. A little bit of contact. Van Dyke going to drive to the right. Glenn going to cut him off. Spins inside for Perkins. Ball stripped out by Glenn. And they're going to kick it out.
Glenn's
going to be called for his third. And that's huge because we haven't even gotten to the fourth quarter. And you got Perkins with three. And you've got Glenn with three. Glenn's got 20 of your 53 so far.
Yeah, Kemper, like I said, you know, we're going to put them to the line to shoot free throws where they've not shot well, but it stops that clock. Minute 8 left now, third quarter. Kemper is up 18 points.
And Gifford coming off the bench to get up here. Van Dyke's free throw up, no good. Gifford going to come in for Griffin Glenn. And when Glenn went down with the injury, Doug, I kind of said if you want the defensive impact, you look to a guy like Easton Gifford. I mean, he's not going to give you a whole ton offensively with 1 point and 5.5 rebounds.
Now, Kemper's got to be careful here because what's going to happen? Union's probably going to charge that free throw line as they get that to go down.
In the backcourt, Dylan Schoen going to work one-on-one with DeWinter. That'll be Bryson DeWinter. Schoen going to bump him in the front court, hands off to Gifford. Gifford drives inside, pump fake, turn around, finds Schoen now. Schoen going to drive, spin move, goes over the defender, no good. Perkins with the rebound, clears it to Baiting. I thought Baiting was going to fire that up.
Still got clock, 17 seconds left on the shot clock.
Schoen going to drive, gets inside, kick out, Jack Baiting, pump fake, three up. No good. Rebound into the hands now of Spence. It is a 17-point lead. Van Dyke driving.
He's going straight to the hole.
Going to get it in. Kick out Spence. Three-pointer. No good. In and out. Rebound to Jack.
Slow it down, Jack.
Jack going to drive it up the floor. You got no shot clock. Can work for the final shot. Tanner Baiting to Dylan Schoen. Schoen going to do what a leader will do and work this clock. 19 to go now. They're going to guard him close. Bryson going to guard him.
Down 15 seconds.
Going to work it around 10. Schoen to his left. Works it back out. 10 seconds to go. Schoen. Going to his left, gets all the way, spin in, layup, no good, no foul. Van Dyke with
he's got to get an easy layup.
Court in front of him, layup up, and good at the buzzer.
That was very poor clock management by the Knights on that situation. They had the possession, had the chance for the last shot, didn't get it, and give up an easy layup. Closes the lead 53-38.
We're going to step away. We've got more coming up next.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents. Fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
It's tournament time. The buzzer beaters, the fast breaks, the big wins. And when it comes to one of life's biggest moves, buying and selling your home, you want a team that knows how to win. That's where Reesburg Realty comes in. At Reesburg Realty, we believe real estate should be exciting, not stressful. Our team makes the process fun, simple, and smooth. From the opening tip, finding the perfect home, to the final buzzer, closing day, we've got your back with expert guidance, clear communication, and a game plan designed just for you.
Third quarter, which saw Kemper lead 53-38. What was happening in that third?
Well, it was a fast quarter. I don't think either team shot really well. Kemper did extend the lead a little bit. But what we need to do now is just slow this game down a little bit. Union wants to play really, really fast. They're very athletic. They do very well in the open court. So I think we just, like I said, slow this game down a little bit, run some clock, get good shots.
You know, you look at this game, Doug, the threes fell early for Kemper, and they have not fallen so far. We still got our halftime going on. I'm going to take one more break, and we'll be back with our fourth quarter action.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Got it in, lay a behind block by Schoen off the glass, but they call the backside foul. And, you know, Doug, I always talk about this. It's pretty at the top, but it is ugly at the bottom because you get hit on the body on the bottom, and that's where they call the contact.
Yeah, got a little bit of the body, but it was a beautiful shot, like you said, on top.
But he got all of it on the top, but he got a little bit too much body on the bottom, and, you know, that's where they call the foul, is the shut up, and a good there for Maddox D. Winter. Kemper leading 55-39, 7:40 to go. We got our Culver's player of the game after this game during our Mackey Motors postgame. Again, only a 5-minute postgame. Our interview is going to be on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. The second one up, no good. Claire back into the ballgame for the Kemper Knights. Claire going to be the one to bring it up. Finds Jack Baiting now as they set him a screen. Baiting going to drive. Gets all the way. Tried to find Claire.
Ooh, got lucky there.
Glinda Baiting. Jack thought about the three. Over to Schoen now.
Keep running some clock, guys.
Over to Perkins. Perkins looking down. They're going to get it to Claire on the mismatch on the inside with the Winter. Puts his shoulder in.
That was a really good play there by Teddy Perkins to get that ball into Claire. Just waited for him to clear and then got it into him.
Working into the far side. The Winter down low. Ball tipped out into Van Dyke's hands. He's guarded. Three-pointer from the corner up. No good. Rebound. Baiting on the floor. Spence gets it. Baiting rips it from him.
That's Jack's strength. This took over.
Claire in the front court. Layup. No foul. Gets his own rebound. Second one. Got it for Ryan.
Nice body. Yeah, nice call there. Nice body control by Ryan. That's his fourth offensive rebound in the game. Kemper stretched it now to a 20-point lead.
Shot up. No good. Rebound out to Jack Baiting. He's rebounding the ball pretty well for the Kemper Knights here. Has got eight of them. Ryan Clare with a double-double, 13-11. Griffin Glenn, 22-4 as he's on the right wing.
Kemper slowing it down a little bit. Now we're under 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes left here in the ballgame.
Glenn working it inside, loses it, regains possession, finds Baiting on the dribble attack.
He's going to travel.
And a jump ball.
Jump ball.
And it'll go Union's way either way. You're having a travel or a jump ball, and it'll head Union's way.
We had 13 seconds left on the shot clock there. We got good penetration, but the shot wasn't there. They really collapsed down on us. So you're going to see Union go really fast here, probably start throwing up the threes here pretty quick.
Down 20. This game feels a lot tighter than 20. DeWinter.
It really does.
Van Dyke hands it off once again now for Mullen. Mullen driving. Kick. 3-point opportunity. Passed up by Spence. Glenn going to dive on the floor. Gets it to Schoen.
Slow it down, Dylan.
Schoen dribbles. Beats his defender. Kick out to Perkins. Now to Glenn. Glenn going to do the smart thing. Kind of hold the ball. Gets it to Schoen in the corner. Schoen looking down low to Claire.
Below 6 minutes.
Claire, fade away. No good.
Oh, in and out.
I think that thing almost touched the floor before it popped
again,
out.
Again, we had 30 seconds, 25 seconds left on the shot clock there.
Spence, three-pointer. No good. Rebound long to Griffin Glenn, and this has become ugly for our Union in this quarter.
Yeah, at this point, like I said, Kemper just needs to slow the ball down.
Glenn going to drive, gets all the way. Foul at the bucket, and I think that's going to be on Van Dyke. And if it is,
that's his fourth.
That'll be his fourth. Glenn going to go to the line, and it will be Van Dyke. And if he's out of this game, Doug, Union is going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, down 20, the world of hurt is starting already, but Kemper's got to keep playing basketball because these guys get up and down the court so fast. It doesn't take long, and a few three-pointers going down, and you can close the game down that as Dylan makes the free throw to stretch the lead to 21.
We're going to have a tough time doing our player of the game. I mean, you look at it, Claire's got a double-double. Glenn's got 23-5. Jack's doing well. Dylan's doing well. It's going to be a tough one for our player of the game. Glenn, second free throw up, 2 of 2.
Glenn knocking down free throws certainly helps his case a lot.
Yeah, he is really coming on strong from the free throw line. Van Dyke going to drive, gets all the way, layup. No good. Jack Baiting soaring up for the rebound.
Big, strong rebound by Jack. That's 9 rebounds in the game.
Baiting going to dribble, attack, drives now, gets all the way. Runner up, no good. Claire with the rebound. Second chance up and good for Ryan Claire.
5 offensive rebounds for Ryan Claire.
Claire has been an X-factor this game. As
Kemper now up 24. This Kemper crowd should be loud right now with the lead that we got.
Union driving. They're going to kick it down low for Van Dyke. Layup attempt up and good for Tate Van Dyke. And they're going to get into a press. Glenn picks it up here. A completely different script than what we've seen from last season. Glenn driving to his left. Gets the defender on his backside. Kick out to Schoen. Schoen had a screen from Clare. Gets all the way now. Runner up. No good. Tip out rebound to Baiting. Jack, his layup chance no good. Tip up from Schoen. No good. Clare almost had the rebound. Comes down a little gingerly on the ankle.
Again, I don't know why Kemper's in such a hurry to shoot the basketball. We've got
Van Dyke's layup up good.
He traveled on that, I thought.
And we're going to have a timeout by Union. We're going to go ahead and step away. If it's a full, we'll go ahead and take a full here. It's a 30. We'll be back in a minute on Kick 106.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cross 423, Doug. It's been a fun game so far.
Yeah. At this point, you know, Kemper doesn't have that true point guard, but we do have a lot of guys that can handle the basketball really well between Glenn, Baiting, Dylan Schoen.
You're seeing the slow, methodical offense now as Baiting kicks to the corner for Tanner Baiting. Over to Jack again to Schoen. Under 10 to play on the shot clock. Schoen.
This is what we should be doing. Run the clock.
Going to attack now. Kick off to Perkins. Three to go. Kicks it out to Schoen. Got to fire up a fadeaway three. No good.
Ooh, and we almost got an offensive rebound, but we did run the clock. Unfortunately, we got beat back down the court.
Three-pointer up on the way from Mullen. Got it. As it is first of the night, the third of the night for Union.
We cannot quit playing defense.
Perkins going to drive up by 17. Finds Glenn. Glenn drives all the way now. Tries to go up. No foul call, but they're going to call it out of bounds. Last touch by Union. A lot of physicality underneath, so they're letting them play through it.
3:34 left. Kemper up 63-46. Now, in that case, there's 27 seconds left on the shot clock, guys.
We don't
want to go into a full stall, but we certainly don't want to be forcing shots.
Glenn outside, they're going to isolate him on Van Dyke. Driving inside, kick to Perkins. Three from the corner up short. Rebound out now to Spence. As Spence going to drive down this left side, or excuse me, right side. Kick to the corner. Mullen's second chance three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Jack Baiting. Jack going to push up the floor here. Cut off, double team. Kicks it through to Tanner Baiting. Tanner to Perkins. Perkins
slow it down,
Jack
guys.
Once again. Jack on the left wing, going to work it back out. Spence,
we're under 3 minutes now.
Schoen going to drive, works it back now to the center. Off the right side, gets all the way, foul on the shot, and they're going to call it on the floor instead.
And under 3 minutes at 2:59, Kemper with a 17-point lead.
That'll be on Sawyer Spence, his second of the ball game. Kemper going to throw the ball into Griffin Glenn.
Glenn got a fresh 35 seconds, so we can get it down to almost two and a half.
Baiting going to drive. On the shot. Got it.
Got that
one
to go.
Contact. Baiting going to get it to fall. He's got now six. And the Knights lead by about 19. Ball up. The Winter three. Good. Bryson, the winner, knocks it down. Another timeout from Union.
Down to 16.
They trail here. Doug, was it a full or a half? I couldn't see.
I didn't see it.
It looks like they're going to get off the bench here. We're going to go ahead and take a minute break, and we're back here in a second.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with a premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Kemper Knights and this broadcast.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Count of the basket there. It's fouled by Sawyer Spence. Kicked in to Teddy Perkins.
Kemper got a fresh shot clock. 33 seconds. They can get this down below 2 minutes.
Shone driving in. Layup no good. Rebound out to Van Dyke.
Again, we take a shot with 28 seconds left on the shot clock and give them a chance to shoot a three-pointer.
DeWinter, three-pointer. Mullen. No good. Long rebound. DeWinter's rebound. And gets it to go.
Now they got it down to a 14-point game. This game is not over.
Inbound to Perkins. Hands off to Glenn once again. Glenn going to drive. Gets bumped on the way down. Glenn getting all the way to the basket. Wants to get on Van Dyke. Shone's put back. Got it to go. One hand.
Again, well, I don't understand why we're shooting those shots and not running clock. Fortunately, we got the offensive rebound there.
Three-pointer up on the way. Got it. That is
back down.
Knocking it down. And a timeout from Union once again. They've got one left to go here as a Union trailing 67-54. It'll be a full timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a minute break.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When teams want to look their best and show their pride, they turn to Game One in Carroll. Game One provides custom apparel, uniforms, and equipment for schools, clubs, and organizations, along with premium screen printing, embroidery, banners, logos, signs, stickers, and more. Because at Game One, it's about more than wins and trophies. It's about team spirit, identity, and the pride of belonging. Learn more at GameOne.com. Game One in Carroll, proud supporters of the Carroll Tigers and this broadcast.
Live here on Kick 106.7, the Kemper Knights leading 67-54, under 2 minutes to play. Glenn going to drive down, had the ball stripped for a second, regains possession. Union trailing by 13, has to get a couple of stops and a couple of shots. Backdoor cut for Jack, fading lob, no good.
And we missed again. You know, we got 25 seconds left
and
on
Van
the shot
Dyke,
clock.
Van Dyke called for his fifth on that shot, and he's done. Van Dyke called for the block, and he has picked up his fifth. Van Dyke going to exit the game with 23 points, 14 rebounds, and Union's crowd letting them hear it. Van Dyke signaling over to his fans, giving them a sign there as he exits the game for possibly the last time here as a senior.
I just turned my head. I was looking up court. I didn't see that.
They called it really late. I will give them that. That was a very.
He's a heck of a player. There's no doubt about it. He's over there hugging his coaches. Likely just played his last game.
Fading's free throw up and good. Going to be the third night to shoot free throws here tonight. Van Dyke, what a performance, Doug. 23 points, 14 rebounds for Tate Van Dyke. He had a great game tonight.
Second free throw's no good. Teddy knocks the rebound away. Minute 30 left now.
Rebound out to DeWinter. Gets off to Bryson. Bryson.
Let him have the layup.
Kick. They're going to get it out to Winicky. Winicky, kick. Three-point shot up on the way. No good. Rebound, Tanner Baden. He gets it off to Schoen. Schoen driving down the court, finds Glenn. Glenn to the front court now. They're going to wait it off. A minute 10 to play. Glenn guarded now by Mullen. Going to drive. Glenn gets all the way. Strip ball taken
steal.
Away.
Steal. Again, pass the basketball, guys.
Spence to the front court for DeWinter. He fires up the three. No good. Rebound out to Schoen. Schoen doing the smart thing now, waiting it out. Baiting going to set him kind of a mini screen. Schoen going to get bumped. Schoen going to hand it off to Griffin Glenn, and this is the white flag.
This ball game's over now, but
and this Kemper is the white flag here as you're seeing Union sub some guys in. You're seeing Kemper sub some guys in. Kemper Knights, 68-54 so far, Doug. They look like they will advance to the semifinals where they will take on the winner of Trainer and Grundy Center.
Well, we're getting it done. There's no doubt about that. Just like I said, through this last half quarter,
so out on the floor
shot selection hasn't been the best, but we've managed to make it work.
Out on the floor for Union, you got Hunter Burskinson, you've got Henry Hegdahl, you've got Grady Anderson, you have got Eli Grote, and I do not see the other name there.
For Kemper, you got Easton Gifford. You've
and you got Winicky out there as well.
Yeah, Griffin Bowers out there, Nash Leonard,
Kemper boys,
Jordan Tryon.
Landon Potabom outside, three-pointer up. No good. Rebound, Nash Leonard. He gets it to go.
Offensive rebound for Big Nash.
No,
there's one more player in there that I'm not seeing. Landon Potabom.
Yeah, Landon Potabom out there. Grote going to attack baseline. Kicks it back out. Kemper on their way to a state semifinal. Shot up on the way. No good. Comes up short. Doug, when was the last time Kemper was in the semis?
It's been a while.
It's been a... You know, Carroll and Kemper both in the semis, so...
That's pretty exciting for the city of Carroll, and, you know, hopefully everybody's going to stick around, or a lot of people are going to stick around and watch that Carroll game this afternoon and cheer them on against Ballard.
5:30 start, and we're going to be on live at 4:45, 10 seconds to go. Jordan Tryon going to run the clock as the Kemper Knights can advance to the semifinals, 70-54. They take down Union, and the number one seed survives and advances. The Kemper Knights on their feet. We're going to go ahead and step away. We've got your Mackey Motors tailgate coming up.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
On the court, it's all about teamwork, hustle, and heart. And that's how we do banking, too. At Commercial Savings Bank, decisions are made locally, right here in Carroll. That means personal service, familiar faces, and support you can count on every day. We're proud to support our local schools and wish them luck at state basketball. Commercial Savings Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at culvers.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Doug, the Kemper Knights pick up a big 70-54 win. They await the winner of this next game. Grundy Center and trainer Doug, final thoughts for this game?
Well, the fast start was the difference in the ball game. We got up 11 or 12 early, and after that it was a fairly even ball game until late in the game. Kemper stretched it out a little bit. Just a very good defensive effort, I thought, overall, and we hit the shots when we had to. Would have, like I said, got made me nervous that we would like to have seen us slow it down considerably as the game wore down there in that last half quarter or so. But nonetheless, played good defense, and Union couldn't hit the shots they needed to hit, despite a great game from their inside guy. But Kemper gets to come back and play a second game, get their first win here at State in quite some time.
Doug, we went with Ryan Clear as our Culver's player of the game. We'll have our full stats on his card. We can get full stats right away. But for my broadcast partner, Mr. Doug Wanager, I will see you tomorrow down here at the state tournament for more Kemper basketball.
Tomorrow afternoon, and good luck to the Carroll Tigers this afternoon.
We'll have them at 4:45. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're right back here in about 4 hours.